Shin Samach Hei. We did say Beis. Mishnah Berurah says, Be'er Locha, Lobaki Be'er Rabbim. So Mishnah Berurah, since he says, I'm Mishnah Berurah, or he said the definition of the Mishnah Berurah was that there's something which would prevent the Rabbim from walking through there, which means there's nothing preventing the Rabbim from walking through there, even though the Rabbim is not actually using it, it's problematic. Okay? Whom appears Rashi? It's a Rashi learns the Gemara. I'm Pirma Gadam Shabbat Salarmar. So that's a bush. I feel ain't shom rabbishatitz. Kol shein derek rabin laver shom mikri lebachim ber rabin. Right. So remember, we had really three pshatim over here. What the problem is? The problem is derek rab. Shot them. We have one shot is because that the becomes there for Rabbin. One shot is because it comes on him foolish. One problem. One shot is because Shabur, the Sharatian challenge is because you end up with being not that people are going to stop using the Piskel Rabbin, use the Piskel Zuta. According to the Mahalach of the Vush, which is there for Rabbin. Prima Gadim says, according to that, it's only that Rabbi is actually using it. The Rabbi is not using it, it's not called Derech HaRabbi. Okay, Ms. Hasbara Rebbe Ruchim, which had to remember the cost of Sharabim, the Knossin, by Tudor, Masha the Choshal, Ahoya, Boyfin, Zah, Mikri, Loi, Baki, Ber Rabbi. Okay, so the Lashon of Rebbe Ruchim sounds like they were actually using it, but this idea that potentially they could use it is not enough to make a halachic issue. Good. After the Gam Das Rashi came to, we can learn Rashi like that also. The point is because there's no reference, there's reference for it. People are not going through. There's no reference. People are going through. But the problem is because the Maisa people are going through. So Rashi Kolob is that Filo Hechash appears to whom Negan Mokim Sharabim Holchim Shom Akei Zayikum Humachos Reference for it. So he's even though in the Shabur he seems to be a machria, it's not all an actual usage. It's because the potential is the problem. But in the Berlochi he seems to be backpedaling and saying that it could be only as a problem if we actually use it. Fine. Gimel. All the real ones I'm not going to go. Ma'avish, the difference between Malu'ai and Chatzar. The difference of Chatzar and Mitzad Hashani and Lushas Arab. So, the Ma'avish is going in. So let's take a look over here first in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a cut in your base. He gives a hakdama. Okay. Mishnah Sif Zeh Yesh Boi Harbi Pratim L'chein Akdim Hakdama Ksar. Let's give an introduction to this Sif. Vuhu. You do it Mishim Mishin Samadal the Mavoi Hamafulish Rishu Sarabim Chomer Mishin Hamafulish. So we already introduced the idea of Mavoi Hamafulish. It's different than Mavoi Hamafulish. At the Tzarek, but Tzarek HaPesach, he said, at least on one side you need Tzarek HaPesach, you can do a Lech HaMikar on the other side. Okay, that we saw already before. We've heard about Siv Zeh, what we're going to deal with over here in this Siv is that there is a Mavi, which is open on one side. The second side, it opens into a Chatzar, and the other side of the Chatzar opens into Rishos HaRabim. So basically, it's a foolish Rishos HaRabim, but it goes through a Chatzar. Yeah? this... Imav zechotzer ben ksei hamavi l'rishus harabim. When ifrit zechotzer mishnei tzadav k'aser amos. When ishru kafufim mikan amikan. So the mavi has no kafufim on the mavi side. The mavi is fully open on its end into the chotzer. The chotzer is wider than that. So from the chotzer side, there are gefufim around on both sides. But you could walk straight from the Mavi all the way through the Chatzah into the Rishas HaRabim, and you just see straight Rishas HaRabim. So I have a Mavi, Raya Rishas HaRabim connected. The Hoya Chatzah Daifan Acher, Kiim Daifan HaMavi, HaNichnas B'Sechai. Mao Dino Shal HaMavi B'Chatzah. So what's the Halacha? In what's the Matatamon do we lose our status? Now, the chotzer, the share of a pesach and a chotzer is up to Esra, up to and including Esramas. So, if it's not any pesach chotzer, really should be fine. And the fact that it's the mavi and the mavi said it's fully open, that's the mavi's problem. It's not the chotzer's problem. The chotzer has gefufim on both sides. So, it has gefufim on both sides, and it has an opening which is only 10 amas or less. So, everything, without the chotzer, normally you'd be able to carry. And that's true, even though it's pursuant to Rishas HaRabim as well. But now, when you add that in conjunction with that, this is Mavi, which is channeling traffic through it to Rishas HaRabim, what happens over there? So, Ulai Nidan Hamavi Machmazel Kimafulish Rishas HaRabim. Okay. If we're by Shiesh Kilik in Pierce's Achotzer, Shalatzar, Shazarab, and Machuman, Connecticut, Pierce's Achotzer, Shazaramavi, all is needed to be foolish, the Ilolo. Okay, there's going to be a difference between the opening on the two sides of the Chotzer are opposite each other. So therefore, go straight through the Mavi, through the opening into the Chotzer, through the into Rishas HaRabim. Or, to get into Rishas HaRabim, he's going to have to turn to the right or to the left. And the opening of the Chotzer is not directly opposite the opening. The opening from the Chotzer to Rishas HaRabim is not opposite the opening of the Mavi into the Chotzer. So we'll see about that. Now the question is, but there's the Mavi, because it's totally open on one end into the Chotzer. So from its end, there's nothing marking it off from the Chotzer. But the Chotzer, it's marked off from the Mavi, but the Mavi is not marked off from the Chotzer. So maybe the Bnei Chotzer, well, if they weren't mishtatim in the Mavi, we'll ask them the Bnei Mavi to carry. And ve'echadin l'yin Chotzer haloi poros rishas harabim. We also have a dinner pierce of Rishas HaRabim mitzad the Chotzer. So that's the scenarios which we're going to deal with in the Sif. Okay. So Mavi Shinib between Meluah and the Chotzer. The Chotzer is the Chotzer mitzad Hashem and Rishas HaRabim. So the Mavi is one end is open out to a regular Mavi, opening out into a caramel Rishas HaRabim. The other end it opens into a Chotzer, but there's no back wall. The hole that's totally open at that end, it's going straight into the Chotzer, and on the other side of the Chotzer opens it to Rishas HaRabim. If the Bnei Chotzer had not joined into the Bnei Mavi, to be members of that Mavi, so Chotzer Mutter, for the difference, negative princess of Mavi. As far as the Chotzer is concerned, because it has Gifufi on both sides, it's considered like it's closed. It's a regular Chotzer, which opening up the 10 Amas is Mutter. So it's not forced to join the Mavi. And even if it's directly across, the two openings, it doesn't make a difference. The field of Baki Barabim, Bavad Shalot Yehu Yosir Me'esr, as long as the opening is not more than 10, because that's a Pirtsa. Mavi Osir. But the Mavi, because it was not mishtatav with the Bnei Chotzer, Bnei Chotzer not mishtatav with the Bnei Mavi, you cannot, it's nifritz bimaluai l'makam ha'asulah. And we saw that idea before, if something is parched bimaluai to makam ha'asulah, even though it's less than the share of 10 amas, that's a problem. So the Mavi can't carry in the Chotzer, and it's parched bimaluai. The Chotzer is not parched bimaluai. It says, I don't care about the Mavi, but the Mavi cannot ignore the Chotzer because it's parched bimaluai to the Chotzer. It cannot carry in the Chotzer, so it cannot carry in the Mavi either. And Mavi also filu eno connected pierces of the Chotzer. And so the problem is not because of the flow of the people through the Mavi into the Chotzer, into Rishas HaRabim. So even if the opening into the Rishon Zoram is not directly opposite of the opening into the Chatzar. The problem here is beside the Chatzar. Okay, so that's and that's an area. The Kimmel Shal Erev.
So be sure even if the Chatzar was closed. Even if the back of the Chatzar was closed.
Correct. Right. Kim Shal Erevu Imamov or Sarasalov. Okay. Okay, going now. The next step he's going to deal with. We discussed before the idea of there is a concept of a lechi behind the wall of the mavut. That's a valid lechi. So, if this is the mavut, here's an average mavut. Back wall here, two side walls. So this is the opening. You put the lechi here, right? We also discussed you put a lechi here. You put a lechi here. So we discussed then. We've had this idea: if there's the wall of the chatzar is here, so there's a kufi from the chatzar. That kufi will also be mounted to the mavi. Once it works, so the case was that the walls of the mavi extended into the chatzar. So the walls of the chatzar are behind the end of the mavi. So from the chatzar side, I have walls to be mounted. The mavi side, where it ends, there's no walls out to be mounted. So it has to be the case was that the Kosle Hamavi, Kosle Nichols and Kosle Hamavi, Bechotzer, Bin Shena Gifufim, Shenishuru, Bechotzer, Nirin, Lemisha, Omen, Bemavi. Avlim Nirin, if they're going to be noticeable, Adam Loy, Mishum Lechi, Umotzer, so that the Gifufim of the Chotzer will function as a Lechi of the Mavi and be Mat of the Mavi, Mitzah that. Then it's considered distinct and separate from the Chotzer, and you can carry the Mavi. So that's if they were lo erevu. So that's the only issue we have to worry about. Vim erevu b'nei achotze ima b'nei amavi. So if the b'nei achotze ima b'nei amavi were nizarif together, so that's not the issue. Now the issue is just the traffic flow. So what about that? V'pirza shem amavi l'chotze eno mitzad ha'chotze. Pirza chotze mitzad ha'sheni eno m'chavonos k'negin pirza samavi. So, the opening of from the mavi into the chotzer is not off to the side, i.e., there's no kefufim, right? Because we have this idea: you don't put a pesach in the corner. So, if the wall of the chotzer is here. And this opening is right here at the edge of the mitzad chotzer. It's at the edge. That's not the case. The case is it's in the middle. There's chotzer more on each side. It would be that the wall of the mavi and the wall of the chotzer are contiguous, which means that the pirtza of the mavi is all the way over to the side. So that says you can't down that mitzad chotzer is a pesach because you're putting a pesach in the corner. So that would answer that would be problematic. Or alternatively, I think Rashi and the Gemara says the problem becomes that wall becomes the wall of the Mavi to some extent. It's all the way over to the side. So if this is where the wall of the Chatzar is, and here's the Rishus Rabbim, so we say basically this really the Mavi really extends into the Chatzar. You have this opening over here in the Mavi. It's the same wall. It continues all the way on. No, it's not the same wall. There's walls of the Chatzar over here. So then it's clearly two distinct entities. See, if the Pirtza Shemavi is a Chatzar, it's not Mitzad a Chatzar. It's not off to the side. It's in the middle. Pirtza Chatzar Mitzad a Sheni Einan Mechabonis Kenegan Pirtza Shemavi. And the opening from the Chatzar into the Shazram is not directly opposite the opening of the Mavi into the Chatzar. But Chatzar Shal Rabim. Okay. We'll see what the law is of Shayachin. So Misadini Erev they both have it, they start up together, that's not the problem. The problem is the flow of traffic. Well, there's Gefufim, so it's not considered the Hemshech of the Mavi. and it's not opposite one to the other, it's not directly Bakir Rabbah, we're okay. And it's a Tanai V'chatash Rabbah. Okay. So if any one of these four problems is there, either they were not nisarav together, or it was, the pirtzah was off to the side, or it was in the middle but it was directly opposite the other opening, or the chotzer belongs to Yochid, so it's also, Mishra will talk about why that last point is true. Fine. So that's one din. If instead of being poured to a chotzer, in nifritz the rechava, mechusa misasayim, or yourself sasayim of a hook of ladira, dinu kila nifritz the chotzer. If the pirtza was to a rechava, which was, that was like the back road, they have where they store, use it for storage, etc. Which was mukaf. So it's not mukaf the dira. It's the problem is not that. So off the basis of sayim, it's called mukaf the dira. Or not, it's not called mukaf the dira unless it was explicitly built in a way to be hukaf the dira. So that's called a chotz. Abim ha yisera im abel im yisera sasayim lohukaf the dira. Have a kilo difference. The caramel is besarati.
Is something that maybe a person might be
extra
for.
Yeah.
Even if he does it for himself.
A lot of information. So the case was that the nifritz, the mobbing was nifritz bimeluai. But if part of the wall of the mavi still existed, so there's a little bit on each side of a shoulder on each side, so as long as it's 10 tefachim high, neither kolachi. Then yachar lo chatzel lesser lob af kishlo erva yachad. If there's a lechi, it's like two different distinct areas. So the fact that they weren't nisarav together doesn't make a difference. It's like a case to be a wall there. For this purpose. Okay. Sorry. Your dalit. See if they were not nisarav together. Ilo erbo, your dalit. Lock it lo erbo the revusa. The fila bezer. The mobi also the talitim can make. So the finish is, even if you're not carrying in the mavui, you still carry in the chotzim. That's the kiddush. The chotzim mutter. The process sheyesh the tzolav tzad mavui the tzad rishus rabbi. Those openings, kimeshen behem yosim yasser amos, are not more wider than 10 amos. However, Kippisachim, we look at them as access points, as doors, not as pirtzes. Bnei Mavi, Gamkin en Yechal Meser Alav, Kimashen the Mavi Jesus Regal Alachotzer. The Mavi, the Bnei Mavi don't have a halachic right to Jesus Regal. They have a go through to the other Rishus Rab, and therefore even if it's nifritz keneged, if the opening is directly opposite, the two openings are directly opposite each other, so you can mamash flow through, it's still mutter.
He did it in the past
for me.
I don't want to deal with that. Don't do the past.
Even if he's
there.
If you look, even if the Kenega, the two points are the pirtza of the Mavi and the Chatzin, the pirtza of the Chatzin and the Rishus Rabim are directly opposite each other. Fill in if it's neger. It's a lermer. After the gabim mavi isul the kamei. The hoyisah pirtos and mechubenes neger pirtos the chotzer. The shinan lake came a foolish or shulzerab and vasa bechol gabim. Like we'll see that the mitzad the mavi. It's also because as far as it's concerned, it's mefoolish on both ends. It's a foolish. It's open on both ends. That's regards to the mavi. We're saying, we don't turn around and say that halacha should apply to the chotzer.
Saying, here's a case of the bath house where the water is being warmed okay. So this proves a bayi and not a
chotzer.
Jews, they live in a town and therefore you can't get the water.
But, yeah.
How does that disprove the case that?
So we said this is mutter, even if the rabbin actually goes through there. By the mavi baki rabbin is a problem. Chotzer is stronger, and therefore the fact that it's a flow through of the rabbin doesn't bother us. We discussed this once before, because the chotzer, because it's a plate which is made for hishtamshus of the members of it. It's not just made to be a place for people to walk through. It doesn't lose its status and become part of the rabbim as long as that's part of its reality. So it has a gufim on the side. It has places where they're not walking through. There's ishtamshes there. But the mavi, once the rabbim is going through there, so it's a narrow mavi. It's a narrow shesh rabbim. The batsim, it's the flow of the rabbim now. Comes derech rabbim. Okay. Your guess can't be more than 10. Well, Varutz Lomer Bein appeared to the Shlitzad of Shesurabim. Bein appeared to the Shlitzad of Mavi. The two pierces in the wall of the Chatzer, the one on the Shesurabim side, one on the Mavi side. If they're 10 or less, Oz Chashivi keeps Sochem. We darshan them as doorways. Alim Haya appears to Yosem Yeser Amis. Chash appears to Gemura. If the gap is more than 10, that's called a pirtza. Rei nifritz l'makom ha'asula, and it's element source of pesach. Kaliyah ben simin shen sama gimbal sif beis. Fine. Well, that's not necessarily true. Shashi Yachim with the pirtza.
By definition,
a pirtza doesn't make it there's no mechitzas. It makes the mechitzas aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, but it doesn't make it there's no mechitzas. It's still Shashi Yachim. At the Raisa level, it's still being Shashi Yachim. I mean, the biggest raya is from the din of Be'er Rabim. That Chazal, they would make the Mishnah second parak. So they would, people were traveling up to Leah the Regal to visit Arches or whatever it is. So they had wells. They had wells as cisterns in the middle of the road to provide water for the travelers. The problem was on Shabbos, that those are large enough to the Rishus Yachid, the road is Rishus Rabin. What do you do? So you put Pasi Biros. So what's Pasi Biros? You put, you know, the corners, and now it's Rishus Yachid. The opening is, how big the opening is? One number says its opening is 10 amas. One number says the opening is 13 and a third amas. So as long as it opens, that's 16 amas, we're good. Opening 16 amas, it's middle of Shusha Rabin, the Rabin is flowing through it, it's not a Shusha Dennis like a problem.
But it'll become a carnivalist then, if one goes there and that's still a Shusha Yachid.
It's a Shusha Yachid, the rice is a Shusha Yachid.
So when do I lose it? I don't have Omen Yuval at Forks.
What?
I don't even have Omen Yuval at Forks, Mubal Omen.
Right. So therefore they're considered pure. First of all, it means they're considered pirtzes, not considered psachim. So your wall is not functioning properly, but it doesn't mean that you lost that there was a wall there. Because the point, we haven't really discussed this before, right?
Right. Yeah, so it was
no,
it sticks in the ground. Is that how far can I go?
Well, the share they gave over there was an amma by an amma. Each one was an amma.
The passing.
Passing was an amma in each direction.
Actually,
didn't the rice stop? Yeah. Because your matra, the whole point was you're carrying, now you can take out of the passing of your rose, which is Rosh Hashayachid, into there.
The
Borsh Rosh Hashayachid.
It's Carmelis. I also said they were
how's it a Carmelis?
It's not a anymore.
Why is
it? Was this less than 16
amas? No, yeah, but that we said before, if you have a rabbin, which is 16 amas, it both ends and it squeezes to a narrow passage.
There's a bar in the middle of the thing.
Yeah, but that's Rosh Hashanah. That's how you shut them over there. Back to our guy getting to the sukkah, right? Right, okay. One second. Where's he at? Your test? Yep. What's going on? The Mavi is Osir, if they weren't Nisarav together, the Mavi is Osir, because the Mavi is part of Makam Osir law, the Chatzir is Mutter, even if it's not Kenega Pierce, the Chatzir. But some are feeling appearance of Shalat Shalat Ramah Bahayim, who can connect appearance of Chatzir Shalat Kenegda. There's no direct access directly through the Chatzir into the Shalat Ramah. You had to move over to the side to do that. Even though that's true, so you cannot ask it because of a foolish. There's no flow through traffic. It's irrelevant. This over here is a different din. The Mavi is part of the Malua, the Makam Asila. And they weren't, because the Makam Asila is because they weren't Nizarav together. But it's only a problem, Shinichas of Kursi Mavi, Mechatzer. Hainu, Shinichsei Kursi Orech Mavi, Nichnosim Lehalon, Vesech Chatzer. The walls of the Mavi extend into the Chatzer further than where the point where the Mavi meets the walls of the Chatzer. So the walls of the Mavi continue further in. So therefore the Kefufim are not in any way connected to the Kursal of the Mavi. They function as the Kursal of the Chatzer only. So we can't use the Kefufim to amount to the Mavi, because the wall of the Mavi ends not the place where the Kefufim are. They're not connected together. If it didn't go in, Tashina Kefufim Gamla Mavi. So the Kefufim are there from the Mavi. So there's a lech in each side. So now the Mavi has a tikkun, so it's like it's closed, so it's not part of its Nuakam Asr. So you're right, they cannot carry from one to the other, because there's no air between the two of them, but it doesn't ask for the carrying of the Mavi. Okay, but if they are Nisarav together, so now he goes through a series of things which would make it a problem. He says if none of those exist, then we can carry everywhere we have to carry. So what are the things that you're worried about? Number one is enemy tzara chotzer. The flow of the mavi into the chotzer cannot be off to the side. Alabam tzara chotzer has to be in the middle. Dilo hoya ken, because if the flow of the mavi into the chotzer was off to the side, the Kursal Mavi just basically continues directly into the Kursal Chatzir. I feel just on one, even on one side. Yer kamavi aruch. So it's done like it's all, the chutzpah just becomes an extension of the mavi. So basically means it's a mavi which is a mafulish shesarabim. So that's problem number one. Okay. So if that's not there, that's not true. And the pirtza of the chotzer is not mechumen connected to the pirtza of the mavi going into the chotzer. So mitzad hasheni connected the opening. If the opening of going into the chotzer is from the mavi, is directly across on the opening of the chotzer is Rosh Hashanah. Like I said, neither Hamavi came a foolish. So if it's both are directly opposite one of the others, we say there's direct flow from the Mavi into Rosh Hashanah. It's also a problem. It says, it's not minute sad. They're together. It's not directly opening from one. There's no direct flow of traffic from the Mavi through the Chotzer to Rosh Hashanah. But if it's Shayachet, it's awesome. So why is that awesome? Why the Shema Yimolech Yivna Batim Berachov Berachem Chotzer Oidav Al Mavi the Harulei Mavi Nifritz Mitzidah Shachotzer Ba'Oser Bechana. So Chazal came along and said that it's a Gemara. What's going to stop this Yachid who owns the Chotzer from reconfiguring the architecture of the Chotzer? He's a sole owner, he can do whatever he wants. So at some point in time, right now, the Mavi is coming in, and there's Kefufim on both sides. Coming in the middle, so there's Kefufim on both sides. So what's stopping my... If this is the Mavi, and here's the Chotzer, okay, so here's the wall of the Chotzer, the back, here's the end of the wall of the Mavi, here's the back wall, the wall of the Chotzer. One day, Mr. Yochid over here is going to say, this is a great area to fill up, close it off, put a wall there, and use it for storage. And now, the Kaisel of the Mavi and the Kaisel of the Chotzer, there's an extension of the wall of the Mavi through the Chotzer. So that's the chashash, which Chazal said by case of Yochid, where it's going to happen. The Shema Yimolech, we even about him, Baruch Hashem, Chotzer, Oidav Al Mavi. He's going to fill in places to live or to store, whatever it is, directly along the length of the Kaiser where the Mavi comes in. So basically, you're recreating a scenario that you have a Mavi which enters in on the side, which is awesome. So but with Shalrabim, we're not worried about that possibility because nobody's, you know, other people will want to be mishtamish there with other types of mishtamish, etc. So that possibility is much more minimal. Not that the possibility is so maximal for the case of the Yachid either. But I still haven't figured out the call and when does all make the call and when they don't. Okay. So, see, if the chotzer belongs to the rabbim and it's coming in the middle, and they're in the Sarav Yachad, and it's not one connected to the other, you're allowed to carry there. Now, what about if it's opening to a chava? So, if it's less than sasayim or it's more than a hukavadira, it's okay. But if it's more than sasayim, it wasn't hukavadira, it's killing it for the caramelist, it's our tikkun. Okay. So the Mishabur Chavdal killing with the karmel. So Alkein, I feel im enik nosim kosei amavi b'mpnim sercha rechavu. The kifuvim near me bechutz. Filhachi also the taltzul b'sercha amavi. So the case of it was nifritz to not to a chotzer but to a rechava. But And we're talking about Rechava, you can't carry in it. So what do you want to say? That the walls of the Rechava should be mad to the Mavid. The hash of the Rechava Gufa the Mahani Agifufim Liar Smuta the Taltube to Carmelisi. So we can't turn around and say these walls, which the Chazal, even Midrash says, "Rishus Yachik," you're allowed to carry it. Chazal gave it to the Dinah Karmelis. So we said these walls aren't matter. So you can't turn around and say, "But these walls are matter vis-a-vis the Mavi." We're not going to do that. Now, as the Lomnis before is, once it's being matter the Chotzer, it's becoming. Making the chotzer to stick from the mavi, it's making the mavi to stick from the chotzer. So if you can carry in the chotzer, you can carry in the mavi. Over here, you can't carry in the rechava, you're not going to carry in the mavi either. Fine. Yeah. One second. Now, if the lomnus before was it's din of alechi, simply din of alechi, this mishabur is not so easy to understand. Why? So why do you give it a din of alechi? Right? The mavi opens into the rechava. The rechava has this wide wall. So we're saying, you know, the rechava you can't carry there. That's very nice. I understand. But there's this wall which is right there at the end of the case of the mavi. There's this other thing which is needed as alechi. So remember we saw before one time that it's not so posh that if alechi becomes the wall, which a wall is that can't be alechi, right? So just to say it's a din of lechayayim or it's alechi over here, simply that's really not addressing it totally. If the love that Mishabur is saying is that agav, that it's matter for itself because it's making it the chotzer, in the case of the chotzer, distinct from the mavi. So at the same time, it's making the mavi distinct from the chotzer. That functions like a lechi. So that makes sense. So well, that's hard to use that sort of rechava because it wasn't matter the rechava based on that. But if it's simply just a din of making a lechi, so why can't, even though the rechava is also, why can't the mavi have a lechi? So the Mishnah, they bring over the Chassidish actually argues and says it's mutter because there's a lechi there. And he says it's a mechlokes mishanim. But he brings from the Rizvoa this argument that it's mutter only if it's less than Dalaram. That's what we saw before was the shear, and when it stops to be called a lechi, it starts to be called a kaisel. Okay. Mabe shebesuach ruchavia shalor the tzad nor. So the scenario was that the forest side opened up into a river. Imsasan nor sheitzel abatim hu omik asar tvachim. And there is a drop over there, a 10 tefach drop, in a way which is considered a valid wall. Either it's a direct horizontal drop. It's mislak a dalad yud mitok dalad. Condition of measure is elu mechitza mitzar shum tikkun. The ma'ilam mevatli mechitza. So we said before this idea that the fact that there's water, there's not mevatli the mechitza, which is underwater, and there's a wall there, so you don't have to do anything. Abu mitzara year, emeshuba kolkach. Abish mitzara sheni shalnor hu amakasar. So the side of the river, which is right immediately adjacent to where the mavi is, where the populated part of the city is. It's not 10 tefachim deep. Even though as the river goes further out to its other side, it gets deeper. But immediately adjacent to the end of the mavi, it's not deep, steep enough. Im hu roch of yosem yeser amis ben abatim lamokim hazeh pshita dos. If the width of the river is more than 10 amis, so that's wide enough that you cannot use the precipitous drop on the other side to be matir the mavi over here. Okay.
It was
10 amos into the river.
Yeah.
Right. That's poshut. Sheyesh pirtzam avsekes ben hamechitza labatim. Because even if you would say that's a valid mechitza, but there's a gap of ten more than 10 amos between where the wall is and where the rest of your mava is. People will not understand the connected two parts together. We believe Shum Tikkun. They're saying, well, the fact that it's open at the end doesn't bother us because there's a Tikkun on the other side. That's what they're going to conclude. Fine. I don't know, it seems to me that we had a few